ever heard the phrase, it's the thought that counts? It's often said a lot this time of year. It's usually around something to do with giving a gift or maybe getting a gift. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this phrase this year because people do say it a lot, but I'm not sure we always mean it. Sometimes it says sort of with air quotes. Well, it's the thought that counts. But, you know, maybe that's okay because actually it is the actual stuff on our list, not just the good thought or a nice intention that we want, right? I mean, we don't just want a thought about a new game or a new TV or the tickets to Hamilton. It's all good and well to have the thought, but it's the actual thing that we're interested in. And I think it's okay to say that, to want the kind of fun and joy in your life that you could imagine that these sort of gifts or whatever is on your list might bring. But I think where we run into trouble is when we imagine that the only way to experience joy is from those exact gifts. Like no other way, no other thing in the world, no other present. So that when we get something that we weren't expecting or that wasn't on our list, we don't know what to do or how to be joyful or even if we can or should be joyful. This is what happens to Michael in our story that Eleanor shared. In his family, they weren't supposed to find joy in the carvings of angels, or at least that's what he thought. And maybe some would be surprised that he would find joy in the friendship with Elijah across all their differences. But joy, it isn't like that. Joy can't be limited. You can find joy in almost anything, as long as the thought or the intention surrounding something has been joyful and loving. It's the thought that makes it joyful, not the thing itself. I think that's what the saying really means. It's the thought that counts. This is how Elijah's prayers worked. All those prayers he put into the carvings. The prayers that came through the closet door and through Michael's whole house, all that joy and love, the thoughts, they were inescapable. It didn't matter that those prayers were from a different religion than Michael's family. They were prayers of joy and love, so they could be felt as joy and love. So, maybe you'll get the actual everything that you hope for this Christmas or Hanukkah or in your life, but more likely not. More likely it'll be something different and unexpected. So when that happens, our invitation is to remember Elijah and Michael, and also the little drummer boy or maybe even the little didge boy, and the thoughts that really count. Because even if joyful prayers weren't whispered into whatever surprising present you receive or don't receive, the joyful prayers and thoughts and songs that have been put into other things and into our world, like all the songs and words we've been sharing today, all the singers up here and all the joy and love you saw there, all of these are always there in everything. And in everyone. And so even then, we can still feel the presence of joy and all the good thoughts that really count. May the blessings of joy be on all your holidays.